Hello and welcome to the Stephen Perth podcast. My name is Dr. Andy Kemp and it's my privilege to be head of the Senior School in the Foundation. Today I'm delighted to be joined by four members of the Drama and Theatre Studies Department: Helen Barrell, who is our Curriculum Leader for Drama and Theatre, Deborah Foote and George Walker, who teach in the department, and Charlotte Cooper, our Lighting and Audio Technician. Welcome to you all. I've seen a lot of stuff in the press and on social media in the last few months about how drama and music have been neglected during the period of school closures. But having seen some of the amazing work that you lot have been producing with our students, I know that's not been the case here at Stephen Perth. But before we get to this, I'd just like you to introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about how the department works. So, Helen, over to you.
Yes, so as you can imagine, normally drama is an incredibly practical subject. We have lessons in Key Stage 3 for Year 7, 8 and 9, very practical focused lessons. And then people can choose drama at GCSE. We do the IGCSE course and then they can take it on to A-level as well. And at all levels, it's very, very practical. The focus is on group work, teamwork, creating pieces of theatre for a live audience. So that has thrown up an awful lot of challenges, as you can imagine. Also, we have a very busy programme of productions and performances throughout the year, involving all year groups, both behind the scenes and on stage as well. At any one time, we're ordinarily rehearsing at least one, if not two, or sometimes three, even four productions at the same time. So obviously things are very different in lockdown.
I can well imagine. So to give our listeners a bit of an idea of the kind of things that Stephen Perth students have been getting up to in drama during the lockdown, I'd like you each to talk me through some activity or some ideas that you've been working on with your students. So George, let's start with you. What have your students been up to recently?
Okay, so whilst in lockdown, we're continuing to work on our examen courses, and we're quite fortunate in the sense that there is a monologue component to both the GCSE and A-level course, so our students can still work on a large amount of practical work at home. So since we've been in lockdown, my Year 10 class have been reading a large selection of monologues, and we've been doing this via Google Meet, and we have a shared discussion about the opportunities and challenges that are presented by each extract. And then they've selected their monologues and they're now currently working on these via Google Meet. We start most lessons with a warm-up video. We use a lot of resources from the National Theatre YouTube channel for this. Currently with my A-level class, we've started our scripted component where they have to study three different extracts from three scripts. And we're currently working on a play called East by Stephen Berkoff, and we're currently workshopping a monologue from this play. And it's quite a physical type of style, so it's been quite demanding on the students, but they're working really well on it at the moment.
Amazing. It sounds like the technology has been really key to you being able to keep doing what you want to do.
Yes, definitely. Using Google Meet for breakout groups, we send students off in pairs to work on their monologues, so they've got an opportunity to start rehearsing in front of an audience member. It's been really useful and definitely been at the centre of our practice, yes.
Fabulous. And Deborah, what about you? What have your students been up to?
Well, like George is saying, it's been amazing to see how they can work in their own little groups and set up separate GM rooms for them to work in. And there's been an immense sort of improvement for me in their independent study, as well as sort of being able to collaborate over this remote virtual world that we're in. The Year 7s have been working on or from a play called Emile and the Detectives. So they've gone on, they've raided their parents' cupboards and found costumes and made little films that we've been able to edit together. Today, they were people from the future and making podcasts or little videos of people in 2120 talking about a time capsule they discovered. The Year 8s, one of their projects was developing a podcast from a Greek myth, Theseus and the Minotaur. So, for instance, we started off in our Google Meets all together and did a warm-up exercise where, you know, it's guess the voice. So one is blindfolded and they have to guess the voice. And we got, you know, used to sort of trying to exercise different voices. Then they go look at their task. They refresh their memory on the storyline of Theseus and the Minotaur, maybe look at a relevant video. And then they're given separate GMs to go and record their podcasts. And they did really well. And loads of detail and fun in them as well.
So I've seen some of those videos. They're amazing. They've been producing some really great work. And we'll make sure that some clips of them linked onto this show. Helen, what about your students? What have they been up to?
Well, I teach all of those year groups as well, so I've been doing similar activities. But I think the classes I was perhaps most worried about teaching remotely were the practical classes where we're making things. So we have a Year 9 module, for example, who this time would normally be making things for a production. They'd be making the props and maybe the costumes and helping to put the set together for the production. And clearly we couldn't continue with that activity. But we spoke to the students before lockdown and said, well, would you like to do practical tasks if we can set something up? And they were so keen to carry on making things and carry on having that very practical backstage kind of task to work on. We've done various things, but at the moment, the Year 9 backstage module are making stop motion animations. The challenge was to use as many recycled materials as possible that they could just find around the house. They've created sets, so some of them have created a three-dimensional set and some of them have created a two-dimensional set. They spent a couple of weeks creating all the different parts of the set and moving parts of the set, for example, clouds that could scud across the sky if they want them to. And then they've made various little puppets which they can animate within that set. And then the final task, of course, is to film it all as a stop motion animation. And it's all based on the story of Treasure Island. So we've linked it back to the production, even though we can't do the production, we've linked it back to that production. And hopefully we'll have 18 lovely little stop motion animations showing different scenes from the play.
Amazing. I look forward to seeing them. Charlotte, alongside your technical support you've been providing and your expert video editing skills that I keep seeing, I hear you've managed to also keep our student tech club running. Can you tell us a little bit about what they'd normally be up to and what you've been doing with them during this lockdown period?
Well, we're lucky at school that we have a brilliant amount of equipment and get to do a ton of practical activities on putting lights and preparing for shows and for our different live events. But the opportunity that lockdown has given us is to look at more theory-based subjects, which you don't always want to do in school because of you have this opportunity to work on actual lights and practical elements and things. So yeah, it's given us a chance to look at things like the history of technical theatre, what lights are actually needed for a lighting rig and where you source them from. We've looked at sound design and Foley for film. And one of the best ones we've done so far is I wanted to look at some creative lighting, but at home. So I got them to use torches and Lego figures to create a story, and they could, they had to use the lighting to create all of the scenery and everything. So it was a really nice little creative task. That's been really good. But we also had backstage enrichment still running where we're prepping for theatre production of Little Shop of Horrors. And we're using Lego in that to have a go at the making puppets and mechanics and things, as well as then researching different theatre productions and how we can improve our practice at school. So it's been a really helpful time.
Brilliant. It's so exciting to hear about all the wonderful things that's going on in drama and the fact that you've managed to keep it so alive and well during this difficult time. Helen, now that we're kind of a month or two into this process and you've had a chance to reflect on it, is there any advice you'd offer to other schools as to how they can go about keeping drama alive and well in these difficult times?
I think one of the things that we've found really, really valuable is sharing work with the students themselves, because they are essentially working in a little bit of a vacuum. Aside all the activities we've given them where they're working in groups via Google Meet, we've also tried to be really, really proactive in sharing finished pieces of work with the class afterwards. And putting things out on Twitter as well. So we've put a lot of work ourselves into collating whole class videos so that everybody feels included. You know, we're not just showing the best things, but we're showing everybody's work so that I think they get that sense that they are part of a community still and that they are producing something for an audience. It's not a live audience, but it is still an audience. And I think because they're so resourceful, the kids, and they come up, you know, you set them a task and you expect to see a certain range of things come back. And I think what we've been surprised by is just how resourceful and how creative they are. And so it's really nice to be able to share that back with them and say, well, look, you all did this task, but you've done it all very differently. What a fantastic range of work to share. So that would be the key thing I would advise, actually.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for all your time and for all you've done to support the wonderful work of the arts. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.